The journey of APJ Abdul Kalam from a small fishing village to becoming India's missile man and eventually its 11th president represents one of the most inspiring stories in modern India. Born into a middle-class Tamil Muslim family in Ramaswaram, young Abdul grew up in an environment of remarkable religious harmony. His father, though lacking formal education, possessed profound wisdom, while his mother embodied selfless service, feeding countless people beyond their immediate family. Despite being Muslim, Kalam witnessed Hindu rituals at the nearby Shiva temple and observed his father's deep friendship with the temple's high priest. These experiences taught him that true spirituality transcends religious boundaries, a lesson that would guide his inclusive leadership approach throughout his career. When a new teacher once attempted to segregate him because of his Muslim identity, the temple priest intervened, teaching a powerful lesson about equality that Kalam never forgot. At Madras Institute of Technology, three remarkable professors shaped Kalam's intellectual development. Professor Sponder, an Austrian aerodynamics expert who had survived Nazi imprisonment, emphasized building strong foundations rather than worrying about future prospects. Professor Pandalai welcomed classroom disagreement with intellectual integrity, while Professor Narasingha Rao sparked Kalam's lifelong love for mathematical physics, teaching him the surgical knife approach to problem-solving. A pivotal moment came when Kalam narrowly missed selection for the Air Force, placing 9th when they needed only 8 officers. Devastated, he sought solace at Sivananda Ashram in Rishikesh. There, Swami Sivananda offered life-changing wisdom. Desire, when it stems from the heart and spirit, possesses awesome electromagnetic energy that manifests what has been imagined. The Swami assured Kalam he wasn't destined to be a pilot, but had another predetermined path, one that would eventually make him India's foremost rocket scientist. Kalam's 1960s NASA visit proved transformative. At Langley, a sculpture of a charioteer driving 2 horses, scientific research and technological development, inspired ISRO's future approach. At Wallops, he found an unexpected painting honoring Tipu Sultan's 18th century rocket warfare. He admired NASA's direct problem-solving culture, where engineers addressed issues through impromptu sessions rather than formal meetings, contrasting with India's hierarchical approach that often hindered open communication. India's first launch in November 1963 used a NASA Nike Apache rocket. When their crane failed, Kalam's team manually placed the 715-kilogram rocket on the launcher, coinciding with President Kennedy's assassination. Professor Vikram Sarabhai, who founded India's space program, envisioned an Indian satellite launch vehicle. Despite criticism about pursuing space technology in a developing nation, he remained committed to using it for social benefit, emphasizing collective understanding over top-down management. The Satellite Launch Vehicle, SLV-3, project marked India's most ambitious technological endeavor. Professor Sarabhai appointed Kalam as project leader, tasking him with the fourth stage design. The project encompassed 250 subassemblies, 44 major subsystems, and over 1 million components. Kalam viewed the launch vehicle as a living system, mechanical structure as body, control systems as brain, and propellants as muscles. His team developed specialized techniques, building critical components in-house while collaborating with private industry for complex subsystems. The first launch attempt on August 10, 1979, failed when the second stage lost control. At the review meeting, Kalam took personal responsibility. Professor Dewan responded simply, "I'm going to put Kalam in orbit," a leadership moment Kalam would always remember. Drawing inspiration from great scientists' struggles, Kepler's 17-year journey, von Braun's early failures, and Chandrasekhar's delayed Nobel recognition, Kalam persevered. On July 18, 1980, the SLV-3 successfully launched, placing the Rohini satellite in orbit and establishing India among nations with satellite launch capability. As DRDL director in 1982, Kalam inherited a demoralized laboratory. He revitalized it by welcoming external scientists and fostering open discussion, moving away from secretive practices. His team developed the Integrated Guided Missile Development Program to create 5 missile systems, Prithvi, Trishul, Akash, Nag, and the experimental Agni. Despite initial skepticism from defense ministry officials, the cabinet approved the unprecedented budget, launching the program on July 27, 1983. Kalam prioritized selecting capable project directors and established the Research Center Imarat, RCI, with advanced facilities, bypassing traditional bureaucratic delays. The program achieved its first success on September 16, 1985, with Trishul's launch from Sriharikota boosting team confidence. The subsequent Prithvi launch on February 25, 1888 proved more significant, establishing the foundation for India's future guided missiles. The IGMDP's success stemmed from unprecedented collaboration between defense laboratories, academic institutions, and industry partners. Through joint advanced technology programs at universities, Kalam established specialized research cells that became centers of excellence in missile technologies. The Agni payload development showcased this synergy. When challenged to design a re-entry vehicle requiring extreme temperature management, 4 laboratories worked together to achieve in 18 months what other nations took a decade, using indigenous composites and innovative thermal protection systems. After 2 postponements and media criticism, Agni achieved a perfect maiden flight on May 22, 1989. Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi celebrated it as a triumph of self-reliance. Despite Western skepticism, Agni was entirely indigenous, from materials to electronics. The program's success continued with Nag's maiden flight, demonstrating India's mastery of third-generation fire-and-forget anti-tank technology. Through effective collaboration, the program overcame international technology restrictions by developing its own sophisticated guidance systems. Kalam's management philosophy centered on interdependence, demonstrated through his masterful integration of 78 partners in the IGMDP. This collaboration revealed that technological excellence, not military or financial power, determines national strength. He created environments where young teams could take calculated risks without fear of failure, comparing them to children whose natural enthusiasm needs nurturing rather than restriction. Across space, defense research, and atomic energy establishments, he found innovative minds who viewed failures as learning opportunities. The missile program's celebration on Republic Day 1990 marked a milestone for Indian science. Even after receiving the Padma Vibhushan, Kalam maintained his simplicity, living in a modest, book-filled room. Through his travels across India, Kalam witnessed how many Indians struggle with emotional management. His hope was that the latent fire in the heart of every Indian acquire wings, and the glory of this great country light up the sky. Kalam believed, "Each creature on earth fulfills a divine purpose. Whatever I've achieved is through God's help. He blessed me through outstanding teachers and colleagues. These rockets and missiles are His work through someone called Kalam, telling millions of Indians to never feel small or helpless. We are all born with divine fire in us. Our efforts should be to give wings to this fire and fill the world with its glow." Kalam's enduring legacy lies in his unique fusion of scientific excellence with spiritual wisdom and humble service. His journey from a coastal village to India's presidency demonstrates how faith, perseverance, and vision can help anyone transcend their circumstances.